Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, know that we inspire, motivate, and impact. Welcome back, Soar Nation. And on the episode today, we're going to be talking about low visibility. But before we even get into that, This week has been it's been a roller coaster ride. Trust me, you know God says this word that in our weakness, His perfect strength is available to us, and trust me, this week was one of those weeks that He showed. Showed me, hey God, I need you. Can't do this. Can't do this life without you. Can't do fatherhood, husbandhood. Can't do this without your strength. And the thing about it is, if you really think about it, when the rubber meets the road, is that He didn't design it for us to do it alone. And you know, so why do we sometimes think that we try to take on the whole world? And in another note, what happened this week was I did my first ever phone call interview. And I know you're thinking, yay me, you know, it's like, but it didn't go down as I thought it was. And 30-minute interview via phone call, and I thought that it was going well. When it was all said and done, and I checked the recording, it was about 30 minutes or so. Nothing. Not even 5 minutes. And I was like, God, what are you telling me? What are you telling me right now? What are you speaking to me? And that was like a Debbie Downer. But I didn't let it keep me down for long, because you know that you know God said that, you know, God gives us so much different instructions in His word, that He says that weeping does endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So you know, I had to brush myself off and keep it moving. And you know, God showed Himself so strong in my relationship with Him, in things that I thought that may not be significant to Him at the time, but it was. And something powerful, a scripture that I always knew, and he says that if you seek first the kingdom of God, you know that, you know that you can get so much revelation of that word. But what that word means to me is that He knows that you may have some principles. He knows that you may have YouTube. He knows that you can seek Instagram. He knows that there are blogs that can tell you different things on how to go about dealing with situations. But He said, if you would seek first the kingdom of God. See that? He knows what resources out there. He know where they are, where they're located, and they may can't even help you and all. But He said, if you seek Him first, all these other things will be added unto you. And that was so powerful. That word was so powerful to me. You know, every time that God shows me His word and show me how real His word is, and I've proven it in my life, it then gets etched in my soul, my very being. It becomes a part of me. And that's what I love about His living word. But anyway, let's get right on into this. I don't know how many of you are familiar with flying, but a part of flying, one of the principles that pilots use is called VFR and IFR. Now, what that means is VFR means visual flying rules, and IFR means instrument flying rules. In VFR, whenever you're a pilot, whenever you're learning how to fly, this will be the first form or the first method that you would use while learning how to fly. VFR. What does VFR mean? VFR means is you're looking visually out of the aircraft, and you're seeing where everything is situated. You're seeing where the runway is. You're seeing where the aircraft meets the horizon. You see other aircrafts that may be passing you. You're looking at the sun, the clouds, and all these different things, and that's what you use to gauge, you know, how to land, how to take off, how to go, how to turn left, how to turn right. This is what you use, and this is normally used for private flying. And if you were ever able to go back and upgrade your skills, you would then learn how to fly IFR. And IFR is instrument flying rules, and you'd use that is basically looking at your instruments the whole entire time. You're not looking out your window, but at your instruments. And this is how you would fly the entire time. And the reason for these different types of flying is because sometimes there may be an overcast and you cannot see nothing. You can't see anything out of the window. And what the air traffic controller does, it tells you, hey, the field is either VFR or IFR. And according to your rating, if you don't have an IFR rating, you cannot fly. If you fly, you're gonna have difficulty, and you may cause either loss of life or damage to the aircraft. So I guess you're saying, where am I going with all of this? When I started my podcast, you know. I had zero visibility. All I know was, hey, I had a phone, I have a passion, and I have something that I want to tell the world. And what I did was, with my low visibility, I just got started. And the Word of God says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So I wasn't able to see BFR, but I use God, who is my IFR. He directs me. He shows me the way when I can't see. And we as believers, we must hold steadfast to His word and what He says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Never sit in the seat of the sit in the seat of the scornful, or in the council of the ungodly. And these words are powerful words, and if we would only believe in these words and act upon these words, we would see these promises. We would see how much more fruitful our lives would be by paying attention to His word or what He says. Whether you're passionate about flying, whether you're passionate about, you want to start your own podcast, that business, changing jobs, you want to move from one city to a next city, one country to a next country, but you're scared, you have low visibility, just seek Him first the kingdom of God, and He's going to give you clarity. He's going to guide you. And before long, your VFR will be in full effect. So I want you today, Write down everything that God, everything God has promised you. That's step number one. Step number two, put some actions, because remember, faith without works is dead always. Write down everything that God has promised you. Two, put some actions into it. And three, be steadfast in his promises. All right? One, write down everything God has promised you. Two, put some actions into it. And three, be steadfast and hold firm to everything that God has been showing you. So, nation, an aircraft can only take flight within its maximum takeoff weight. Whether that's in your passion, whether that's the purpose God has placed in your heart for you to complete, whether you are creative, an entrepreneur, an entertainer, or a comedian, a professional athlete, you cannot take flight with all of those excess baggage. I want to tell you right now to get rid of all of that excess baggage. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar. I
believe I can soar. Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.